Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
So today we will see how Parikshit Maharaj heard Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? If any parents come, please ask them to come inside. Okay? So, that day we saw how Krishna saved Parikshit Maharaj. Remember? All of you? You saw how Krishna entered the womb of Uttara. Very good. And this is how he saved Parikshit Maharaj. Now, gradually, this in Hastinapur, Krishna saw that Yudhishthir is in better hands, and Hastinapur is in the better hands, and he was about to leave Hastinapur. Before that, Kunti Maharani, she sang the Kunti prayers. Who remembers?
Namaste Purusham Dvadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Antar Bahiravastitam Maya Chavani Kanchanam Avyadoshanam Avyayam Nadashate Mudavisha Nato Nachyadarodhaka.
So this is how Kunti Maharani sang so many paragraphs praising Krishna, and she sang Krishna to save the last child in their family. That was Parikshit. So then Krishna was about, he got in his golden chariot, he was about to leave to Dwaraka. That time Yudhishthir requested Krishna to stay for some time, because Yudhishthir considered himself to be the cause for killing all the millions of soldiers who killed in Mahabharata war, no? So he thought he is the cause of that. So he was not being convinced. Actually, this was again Krishna's arrangement. Krishna sitting in the heart of Yudhishthir made him think that he was the cause of killing so many soldiers. So that time what? Should I continue?
Yes, yes.
So then, actually Krishna had a plan. He wanted Bhishma Deva, who was dying on the bed of arrows, to explain Yudhishthir everything. That is why Krishna sitting, are you able to understand? Krishna sitting in the heart of Yudhishthir made him not understand that he is the cause of the Mahabharata war. So then they all went to the place where Bhishma was lying on the bed of arrows. And Krishna requested Bhishma to explain Yudhishthir how to rule the kingdom and all the rules and regulations. And see, actually if any of you are rising, suppose. What will happen if someone will come and tell me something about Krishna? What you will do? Hare, dikhai nahi deta. I am suffering, and what I will tell you? But Bhishma, he was on the bed of arrows. Not even a small space, you know, you couldn't even put your finger into your, between two arrows. So many arrows throughout the body. But still Bhishma, he was still thinking of Krishna all the time. He was chanting the names of Krishna. In that situation also. So Bhishma, what happened? When all the devotees came and Krishna told that you explain Yudhishthir, Bhishma explained everything. How you should be a king, how you should maintain good qualities, how you should protect the citizens, everything from A to Z, whatever instructions are there, everything Bhishma gave to Yudhishthir. And then finally, on the day arrived, Bhishma seeing Lord Krishna and with one pointed attention, only thinking of Krishna, he left his. Actually, Bhishma had a boon. What was the boon? He could desire what time he could leave his body. Although he was on the bed of arrows. See, one arrow can kill a person, right? But he was on the bed of arrows. But still he never died. Until he could die at the time he wished to leave his body. So then he saw Krishna in front of him, thinking only of Krishna, he left his body. This is how Bhishma ended his pastime. Now, at a nice auspicious time when all the stars were at the proper, this Parikshit Maharaj was born. And Yudhishthir Maharaj celebrated his birth ceremony very nicely. Like, you know, there's a nice picture where you see Krishna and all. Just imagine what a great child at his birthday Lord Krishna was there. And all the sages, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, everybody was there at his birthday. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj requested the sages to tell about his future. Normally parents ask, no, others, sages, please tell the bhavishya of my child. So like that, you know, it was predicted that Parikshit, so many qualities were told in Bhagavatam. I'll just tell two or three. One is told that you will be like King Ikshvaku in giving charity. Then you will be like a great archer like your grandfather,
Arjuna.
Yeah, Arjuna, like this, you know, many qualities, and he will be a staunch devotee like Dhalad Maharaj. So this way, this was all predicted about Parikshit. And even this was predicted that in the end, in 7 days, you will come to know you are going to die, a snake bird will come and kill you, but you will hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This was also predicted by the sages before, just when he was born. And then Parikshit Maharaj gradually grew into a nice boy. He was a nice devotee. And what is the meaning of Parikshit? One who is constantly searching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Because right at when he was in womb itself, he saw Krishna. So from that day, he was searching for the same figure. He was searching for Krishna. So that is Parikshit. That is the meaning of Parikshit Mother, who is constantly searching for the Supreme Lord. So Parikshit grew up, and then he was, as you know, he was with all good qualities. Then he married Iravati, one of his maternal uncle's daughter. Then he had 4 sons, headed by Janmajaya. One of the eldest son was Janmajaya. Then Parikshit Maharaj was ruling very nicely the kingdom. Even at the time of Yudhishthir, this little bit, I'm just going a little backwards. Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he was ruling, everyone was happy. The whole king, everything was filled with pearls, jewels and all these things. Then when Krishna came to know, after that Bhishma left his body. Then Yudhishthir, when he was ruling, everyone was happy. Then Krishna left to Dwaraka. You know, when he was going to Dwaraka, everyone was very sad, all the sages. And his sister Subhadra, she fainted. Why? Because Subhadra was the wife of
Arjuna.
Why? She was the wife of Arjuna. She fainted. Then Krishna went to Dwaraka. You know Dwaraka, how they invited Krishna? The moment his golden chariot came, everyone was standing outside, and the whole roads of Dwaraka were washed and cleaned and sprayed with scented water. Whole of Dwaraka, full scented water, and full everywhere it was decorated with flowers, with plantain trees, and all, you know, very nice decoration. And everyone was blowing conch shell and the bugles and drums everywhere. They invited Krishna very nicely. And Krishna entered Dwaraka. This is how everyone welcomed him. Okay, now we'll go to Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit got married, and he was ruling the kingdom. I'm just going a little forward now. Parikshit was married. So now what happened? One day, Parikshit Maharaj, now there was the entrance of Kali. Kali means all bad things happening. When all bad, see, in Kali Yuga only, children speak lies. Then you see these killings, the terrorists killing each other, killing innocent people. And see, every day you see the newspaper, so somewhere some bomb exploded, somewhere the train got collided. All these things you see, this is only in Kali Yuga. Because everyone is full of bad qualities. But one good thing is, by chanting the name of Krishna, you achieve devotion to Krishna. So, this Parikshit Maharaj, he was going one day through his kingdom. This Kali had entered. Because of that, everything, all bad things were happening. So, there was a bull and a cow. Dharmaraj, that is Yamaraj, came in the form of a bull, and Mother Earth came in the form of a cow. And they both were crying. They were crying because all the situations were bad. This Kali Yuga, that is why it rains untimely. It rains in the morning when you go to school. In those days, it used to rain only in the night. Not in the morning time, not in no excessive rain or no unnecessary droughts. It's all because of Kali Yuga's effect. So now, Parikshit Maharaj, when he was going one day, he saw these two crying, and one person, should I continue?
Yes.
One person was the Shudra, actually, a low class person, dressed like a king. He was hurting the leg of the bull and the cow. So Parikshit Maharaj got very angry. In his kingdom, no, cows should be worshipped. But in this kingdom, this was happening, so he got very angry. So he immediately took the sword and he was going to kill that person. But immediately, actually it was Kali personified. That Kali, he immediately came and he said, oh please forgive me, Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj, because he was a devotee, he immediately forgave them and he said that you go away from my kingdom. So Kali, he said, please give me some place to stay. So then Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, you can go and stay in a place where gambling match or all this nonsense things are happening. You can go and stay there. And in Parikshit Maharaj's kingdom, there was no such place. Everywhere it was, there was no one who was playing this gambling matches or all nonsense, other things, whatever happens. Those things used to never happen in Parikshit Maharaj's time. So this was over. And then what happened? Then one of the days, Parikshit Maharaj went for hunting. I'll stop in 5 minutes. Parikshit Maharaj went for hunting. That day, he was very thirsty. After the whole evening, he was completely thirsty. And he did not, actually a devotee like Parikshit Maharaj will never become thirsty. But on that day, it was by the arrangement of Krishna. Now see what happens. He became thirsty, so he came to, and that day he couldn't hunt any of the animals. So he went to he saw an ashram, Samika Rishi's ashram. In that ashram, that Samika Rishi was sitting like this and he was completely concentrating on his meditation. He did not even look here and there. He did not know Parikshit Maharaj was there. So what Parikshit Maharaj did, he immediately, he was thirsty. He said, oh, this Rishi has not respected me. So he saw a dead snake below, a body of a dead snake. He took that and he put it on the neck of Samika Rishi. So then Parikshit Maharaj did this act. All this, see, normally Parikshit Maharaj is such a great devotee. But this act, all is happening. Krishna does sometimes some acts through his devotees, so that in future there will be something very nice thing is going to happen. So then Parikshit Maharaj, he put the snake around that Samika Rishi. But Samika Rishi did not notice all these things. He was completely concentrating on his meditation. And Parikshit Maharaj left. But the son of Samika Rishi was only 5 years old. I mean, not 5 years old, he was a small boy. His name was Sringi. He came to know about this. So he immediately took the waters of river Kaushika and he cursed Parikshit Maharaj. What did he curse? That in 7 days from now, a snake bird will come and bite you. This is how you will be killed. So this is how he cursed the boy Sringi. Because he was a Brahmana's boy, this curse will work. But this again, giving of curse by a Brahmana boy also started because of the effect of Kali. That was the starting of the effect of Kali. So now this boy came and he told to his father. His father felt very bad. He said, "Arey, what you did? He is the emperor of the world. He is the protector. Why did you give such a curse?" He shouted his child. Then he sent a messenger to Parikshit Maharaj saying that you will be killed in 7 days. So that he can prepare. See, when you are going to die, it's better you prepare, you hear about Krishna. Huh? So then he went to send a message to Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj came to know this, that he will be killed, he will die in 7 days. So he never felt sad. And another thing is, since he was a pure devotee, he could have counter curse. He could have given another curse back. But he never gave a curse. He accepted this as Krishna's mercy. And what he did, he immediately gave up his kingdom. He gave it to Janmadeya, his eldest son. And he wore very simple clothes. He gave up all his royal clothes. And he came to the banks of Ganga. And over there, lots of thousands of sages had come. Because they knew an extraordinary event is going to happen here. Narada, Vyasadeva, all the sages, you name them, everybody had assembled there at the banks of Ganga. So, and Parikshit Maharaj came there and he offered his obeisances to all the sages over there. And we know what was his question to them? That in 7 days I am going to leave my body. What should I do? So they were discussing. When they were discussing, at that time Shukadev Goswami came there. Shukadev Goswami, he is the son of Srila Vyasadeva. And Shukadev Goswami is a very great scholar. He knew all the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam with meaning. So, actually, I'll just tell you a little bit about how he was born. Actually, normally a child is stays for only 9 months in the womb of a mother. But the Shukadev Goswami, he stayed for 16 years in the womb of his mother. And he never came out. Why? Because he thought, if I come out, I will forget Krishna. That is why he did not want to come. Krishna had to personally come and tell Shukadev Goswami, "No, my child, you come out, you will never forget me." Then Shukadev Goswami came out. Sometime I'll tell you the story in detail. So Shukadev Goswami came out and he immediately walked away. And he just walked away. Vyasadeva came behind him. And then again Shukadev Goswami went to Vyasadeva and he learned the entire Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, who is the composer of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Shukadev Goswami heard the entire Srimad Bhagavatam And then he went to the banks of Ganga where Parikshit Maharaj had come. And one thing I just want to cover, one more thing is how Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. That one story I will tell you. Once Srila Vyasadeva, after writing the four Vedas, who knows the names of the four Vedas? So you know all the four Vedas, right? Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda. So after writing all these four Vedas also, he was not happy. So one day, Narada came to his ashram. Narada was the guru of Srila Vyasadeva. He came and told him that you write, you are sad because you have not written the passages of Krishna. So you write Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why Srila Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Krishna. And that pastimes he narrated to Shukadeva Goswami. And now Shukadeva Goswami, he knew everything. 18,000 shlokas. Just imagine. So he came there and Parikshit Maharaj, all the sages told Parikshit Maharaj that you go and ask Shukadeva Goswami what you do. So he went and asked Shukadeva Goswami, in 7 days I am going to leave my life, what I should do. So Shukadeva Goswami said, he said that you with one pointed attention listen to the glories of Krishna and speak the glories of Krishna. So then Shukadeva Goswami sat down, sat on this Vyasasana, and Parikshit Maharaj sat down. He had decided for 7 days he will not drink water, he will not eat anything, he will not sleep, and he will hear only Krishna's pastimes. So Parikshit Maharaj did not even move from his place. He was just sitting there and he was, see, I'll show you the picture also. He was just sitting there and he was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by, see, like this. See, Parikshit Maharaj, the way he is sitting, he did not even shift from his place. For 7 days, 7 nights. No water, no food, no sleep. And he did not feel bored also. He was asking such beautiful questions. The way he was asking questions, Shukadeva Goswami was answering. He was feeling so happy. And sometimes Shukadeva Goswami would tell like a conclusion, you know. Then Parikshit Maharaj would immediately ask a question. So then again he will feel happy. He answered, and after 7 days, in 7 days Shukadeva Goswami narrated the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, and the entire Srimad Bhagavatam was taken by Parikshit Maharaj. And this is how he became a pure devotee. Then what happened? After 7 days, the snake bird came and the Takshaka, its name is. It came and it bit Takshaka. Tatakshaka. So he came and he bit the bird, a snake bird came and bit Parikshit Maharaj. So you know, actually it's like he was completely burnt in that, and this is how Parikshit Maharaj ended his life, by listening to Srimad Bhagavatam 7 days, 7 nights, without water, without food, without sleep, without even shifting from his place. This is how Parikshit Maharaj got Srimad Bhagavatam. And Shukadeva Goswami narrated it. Okay? Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Parikshit Maharaj ki.
His divine grace is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.